Well, every spring, the White House correspondents hold a formal dinner for themselves and invited guests. It's an occasion to sort of show off who can invite the biggest name to the party. Kendall Walsh is chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the presidency column. Now, Ken, I know you've attended many of these dinners through the years. Quite a turnout last night, huh?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I actually was the president of the White House Correspondents Association and ran the dinner, so I've seen it from the inside. And what's happened over the years is that it's become really a competition to get the biggest celebrity. Whether these people have anything to do with journalism or Washington or the presidency really doesn't seem to matter anymore. It's just the biggest name. And that's starting to trouble journalists who attend, because the origins of the dinner is that it was a dinner for journalists to get to know their sources better. Now, not many people will use Kim Kardashian or Lindsay Lohan as sources, so the whole dinner has changed.
Yeah, there seems to be a rivalry for the biggest names, but also there's sort of a mano a mano that always goes on between the president, whoever that may be, and the host of the night. In this case, this year, of course, President Obama and Jimmy Kimmel. They seem to want to try to top each other when they do their shtick.
They did. Well, what we've started doing now, of course, in recent years is rather than follow the entertainer, the president likes to go first. That puts the onus on the entertainer to top the president. So the intention of being last in line and then everybody expecting the president to be funnier than the entertainer, in this case Jimmy Kimmel. But often the president is funnier than the entertainer, because the entertainer has a difficult time figuring out what works for a Washington audience, how edgy to be in that case. And I think Obama probably was better for this audience than Jimmy Kimmel was last night.
Yeah. Okay, Ken. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the Presidency Column.